Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and it's Friday, November 18th, 2016. This week we're going to look at Transformers Generation's Titans Return, Legends Wave 3. This great assortment was in stock briefly. It is currently out of stock. We're expecting more soon. It includes Gnaw, Bumblebee, and Kickback. If you're an old-school Transformers collector who's a fan as of the original movie, you know why this is exciting. The Sharkticon Gnaw has not been available in the United States as a transforming toy since the 1980s. There was a Robot Heroes figure, and that's about all I can remember. It goes from what is loosely defined as a shark to a robot, and it's one of the few army builders in the Transformers universe that's coming out as a toy. There were some Theacons, and now we got this guy. His tail becomes a mace weapon. His gun is not included, but if you want a gun for this figure, or Bumblebee, or Kickback, check out Shapeways user Trent Troop. He makes little guns for these guys, and they fit quite well. Since Hasbro didn't make them, it's a fan-made option if you like that kind of thing. Like a garage kit is a good way to put it. Anyway, Gnaw is mostly gray and blue, a little bit of pink, clear green eyes, and in his beast mode, you can have a Titan Master figure right around in his mouth. It's weird and it's fun. Transforming him is super easy. It goes from one mode to another, no problem. He seems a little small, but I never had the original when I was a kid. So I'm looking at various pictures from the cartoon as far as scale goes, and it looks like sometimes they're really small and sometimes they're really medium. But it's a good looking figure and it approximates the look from the cartoon quite well. It's got the little spines coming out of the bottom lip jaw area. It's got nice big teeth. And I love the green eyes. If you don't have one, get two. It's pretty cool. I got one. Very much like it. Next up is Bumblebee. You've got a Bumblebee toy, but you don't have this Bumblebee toy, is what I keep telling myself. It's a perfectly nice Legend-style toy. All of these robots are about 4 inches tall. And he goes from a little sporty hatchback to a yellow robot. The head looks a lot like the cartoon designs. The gray face, the horns, the works, it's there. It's very, very G1 cartoony Bumblebee. Transforming, it's not impossible, but parts of him do sometimes come off. Everything fits together pretty well, and it's kind of a modification of the Classics 2006 figures transformation, especially in the legs. The elbows are a little short, but he has no problem standing there and looking like a robot. It's got big, broad shoulders. The colors are right, it's got an Autobot symbol on his chest, and he's scaled to fit with your other Mini-Bots toys. The last new classic Bumblebee was in the Thrilling 30 era, and it was more of a War for Cybertron version, more of a fancy, rounder version. Not exactly, though. It was not a real Earth vehicle, either. This one's a bit more convincing as something you might see on the street. I like it. I wish the top of the car was a bit more sturdy during transformation, but it's a pretty good item, and I think it's going to sell just fine. I mean, if all the toys that come out every year that are going to sell, Bumblebee's tops on that list, so it'll do fine. Rounding out the list is another figure which could be an army builder, because the Insecticons do clone themselves, but not necessarily as explicitly as the Sharkticons. This is Kickback. He rounds out the trio of Insecticons in this size, which started several years ago. Shrapnel, an update of Shrapnel, came out in 2000... Gosh, was it 14? I think it was 14. With a little sidekick Perceptor, who turns into his weapon. Bombshell came out really late in 2014, early 2015. Turns into a gun as well. Well, not as well, he turns into a gun. And a little beetle, and the deco is really great. He has no weapon of his own, but he turned out well. And Kickback finishes the set. There was a bigger Kickback for Fall of Cybertron, but that one was a little out of scale with the other guys, so it's nice to have one that actually fits. He's got a clear yellow window on his chest, kind of like the G1 toy, which is cool. There's no Diaclone driver with which to pilot the Mantis mode, but if you open it up, it becomes sort of a rumble seat to pilot the Mantis. So if you have another Overboard or Sawback or who else? Fangry. They can all ride around and just look like they're riding on a grasshopper, and it works really well. Transformation's not too easy. The legs are a little complicated to get right, but it turns out to be a fairly convincing G1-style robot grasshopper. The colors aren't a perfect match with the other ones just because they weren't a perfect match with each other, but they look good together on a shelf and you can tell they all play for the same team. I like the head sculpt a lot. The clear yellow wings are articulated and add some much needed height to the figure if you want to make him look bigger and more imposing. He's got little antenna on his head, and those are articulated as part of the transformation process. I recommend this figure highly. It really turned out well. He's on my desk right now. I like him. And what else do I want to tell you about him? That's pretty much it. The set is available on our website as part of an assortment, so I would recommend getting the case and splitting it with a friend. You'll want to keep the extra Sharkticon for yourself, of course, and maybe the extra kickback, too. Actually, there's no extra kickback. You only get two. So you'll just have to pretend it wasn't there and keep it for yourself. Anyway, we're expecting restock soon. This item qualifies for free shipping if you so choose to order one, and you should. And each figure comes with a unique collector card, which you can get trading card sheets for at your favorite local big box store or sporting goods store or sporting card store. Other figures, including the Titan Masters and Voyagers, have come and gone. We do expect more in the near future, so stay tuned for restock on that if you have a pre-order. The Deluxes and Six Shot are also expected in the very near future. If you don't already have a case on order for the Deluxes, I would recommend you do that if you want to get it sooner than later, and I'll be talking about those as soon as I can. That wave includes Hot Rod, Getaway, who's been renamed, was it Breakaway, I think? I gotta check. I really should check these things. Also, we've got Twinferno, who's been renamed from his original G1 name, and also Trigger Happy. So those are available. They look pretty cool. And the line so far has been quite good at putting out toys that are pretty durable and mostly work. It's the neck sockets that sometimes get you, but they're usually still pretty functional and they work well. I'll see you guys next time on the Toy of the Week podcast. Don't miss out on Transformers Generations, Titans Return, Legends Wave 3. Of all the waves so far, they've been good. I liked Wave 1 because I got Wheelie. Wave 2 was okay because we could use more cassette-y things. Smartphones, they're kind of fun. But this wave, no boxy alt modes, just good vehicles and creatures and robots, and it's a lot more exciting if you want something that stands alone, is not just an accessory to somebody else, I think. Not that the other ones aren't good, they transform well, they look cool, give or take stripes, but yeah, highly recommended. Good stuff. See you next time, everybody. Follow us on Twitter at EndEarth. Check out our website for special offers. Currently, we have a code for $20 off and a free G1 Teletran 1 diorama if you buy Lyo Kaiser and use the code SINGLES at checkout. This offer is probably going to expire before the next episode of the podcast, unless something changes I didn't hear about. So go ahead and order that today if you hear this Friday or Saturday, or presumably also Sunday. After that, I can't be so sure, so get yourself a Lyo Kaiser while you can. Goodbye, everybody!